Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Andrea Chabi, Fred Film Radio from the Venice Festival, specifically from the Venice Production Bridge. I'm here with Stéphane Cardin, Vice President of Canadian Media Fund. Good morning.
Good morning, Angelo.
You are guest of the Venice Production Bridge to do a panel about VR and especially the Canadian case.
Correct.
What is the Canadian case for VRs?
Well, essentially, I guess we're fortunate in that the long-term strategy and long-term commitment that we've had to our film, television, and then digital visual effects and independent gaming industries have created a condition where there was a strong pool of creative talent and as well depth in terms of proficiency with technology that are absolutely required in order to create VR content. And we've witnessed in Canada over the course of the last 3 or 4 years, no more than that, that we now have over 200 companies that are active in the VR space. And over half of those, almost, exclusively working in VR. But it's still a very risky market. There's still a lot of uncertainty. And we certainly see our role at the Canada Media Fund as supporting these companies while, the revenue models develop, while in terms of, even user preferences, sales of headsets, the rise of location-based VR entertainment, so on and so forth. While all of these things are coming into place, our role is to provide financing to those companies so that we can support them in bringing projects to the market.
Which are the most risky aspects of VR productions, as you say, because it is not yet a settled business?
That's a very good question. I believe there are many different, there are risks at different levels. I mean, just creatively, just in terms of narrative, I've been fortunate while I've been here to see a number of projects, and I've seen others in prior markets, and there are some that, seem to be, would not have been possible without virtual reality and are absolutely a perfect fit for the medium, whereas others, it would appear as if perhaps an entirely linear story would have been sufficient, but because there seems to be a certain excitement around VR, well, decisions are made to shoot in 360, even if it doesn't necessarily add on to the story. So that in terms then of technology as well, there are still a lot of issues to be worked out in terms of, image quality, sound, even questions around the appropriate duration of pieces, given that some people still feel some dizziness or unease after spending too long watching VR. And then everything else is what I mentioned in terms of related to business models, and all of that is, it's a very complex question because, again, there are so many different avenues and so many different, to commercialize VR content and so many different types. I mean, the challenges will not be the same for an immersive documentary experience versus, let's say, a VR game that's meant to be, for the console, the game console market. They're entirely different things. So, and we're trying to increase our knowledge of all of these challenges so that, the programs that we provide, or help Canadian companies stay on top and hopefully be commercially successful as well as critically successful.
Do you think that there is a chance in the future to use the VR platform as an additional platform for regular cinema, like video was, like VODs are now, or that the products made for VR must be specifically made for that market?
No, I think it's a bit of both, really. Right now, there are a lot of VR projects being made that are, you know, essentially being used mostly for marketing purposes. They're essentially sort of a new medium in which we're doing a trailer for theatrical feature film. And that's fine, but I don't think that that's the future of VR. I think that in the same way as, you know, in the past few years, if a given film franchise or television series has resonated with audiences, it's to be expected, and I think it makes sense that if audiences want to continue to engage with that content through other platforms, whether it be through, an interactive game, whether it be through through web series, whether it be through a VR experience, then I think that makes sense. But obviously, there is room beyond that. I don't think that even that either is just the future of VR. I think, you know, projects that are made to be experienced in that manner is where the bulk of the market will be.
Talking with many players here, it's in Europe specifically, the biggest problem is that it's very difficult to understand if there is a business model for VR production. So in order for European community, for example, to open up programs to help this out, they really don't know how to move yet, because there is not a classical, typical, general, let's say it, business model. How did you manage to work on that in Canada?
It evolves over time. But in our case, decisions were made, and it's going back to the creation of the Canada Media Fund, which was actually announced in 2009, and we opened our doors in spring of 2010, and where we decided that we would put in place programs that were really there to support innovation in the content industries. And I know that that's a very broad word, and it can be interpreted in many different ways. And at the time, you know, it clearly wasn't intended to support only VR. It was intended to support content that was intended for, not for cinema and not for broadcast television. So these programs helped to support the Canadian independent gaming industry. They helped support app developers. They helped to support transmedia projects, you know, immersive experiences in public spaces, enabling technologies that would help in shooting or distributing content. And as well, over time, AR and VR became more prominent. We supported our first AR project in 2012, and then every year the number of projects that we've supported has, you know, risen exponentially, so that this year we expect that we'll support probably over 40 VR and AR projects. So it happened in that manner, with a focus on innovation, and as I said, that could be either technological innovation, new approaches to storytelling, or trying out new business models, or a combination of all of those. And we did that through a selective process where we employ a jury of experts from the industry, with a rule that usually 50% of them are from Canada and 50% of them from international markets. And that was what we did for the first 5 years. And last year, given that some revenue models were starting to emerge, even if there's still uncertainty, we created a second program where this time we felt there was just enough, maybe, of promising cases where we could create a program that was more focused on commercial return. So we've only done one round of that. We have another one coming up this fall. And so it's meant to be complementary. You know, we don't want to stop supporting innovation, but we also feel now there's an opportunity, in addition to that, to test out certain business models and see where the returns are at. So that's our dual approach.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Stéphane Cardin, Vice President of the Canadian Media Fund, for having been that clear about the VR situation, because it's always sometimes kind of blurry still. Thank you very much. It was Angela Cherby for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.